Happy Father's Day again, everybody. We're number 20. We're number 20. Now, funny enough, as a tech fan, I'm used to that chant. Sorry. On a good day. Good one, Neil. Good one. So, yeah, that's you know, I'm totally okay with that. And no, Mike, I can't think of 17 other holidays between. So, well, happy Father's Day. It is a day we get to remember. So I hope all you fathers are having a good day out there. This is my 22nd Father's Day, and it's my first one ever without my kids. So they're all out of town, and my wife's out of town, and so I'm not home by myself. So I have a babysitter. So Avery Snyder is babysitting me. So he's doing a very good job. You're doing a good job making sure that I keep it between the lines. So, but it's interesting. When I think of Father's Day, you know, I'm one of several, many, that were blessed to have really a wonderful father. My dad, who is 81, is quite a character. I know you can't believe that. But he is someone that is old school, as you can imagine, you know, being born in 1940. He was like right before the baby boomers. But he's not the most emotional guy. He's not the most expressive guy. But I never lived a day of my life ever wondering if he loved me. And so his work ethic, his you know, providing for us, he was always there, he was always home. You know, I always knew that he was someone who totally had my back. He supported me. You know, it might not have been through the verbal type of stuff we want, but he showed me with his actions, you know, the type of father he was. And so it's funny what we remember. When I think back to when I was a kid, we would go play in the yard every now and then, and he was getting old and his shoulders were bad. So if we were ever throwing a ball, he would lob it back with that 45-year-old bad shoulder, you know, just, you know, I'm 12 and I'm like giving it back to him. But, you know, but whenever he had to go catch my errant throws, which were often, I would hear this, what sounded like 3 pounds of changing keys in his pockets. Y'all ever have those dads? They're like, you know, he would just start running and you would just hear this, you know. I'm like, what in the world? You know, that's just one of the things. Like, if he ever ran, which wasn't often, it was always in his khakis and always with that noise. So they're just one of the things you remember as a kid. So I want to take a minute here, and I'm going to really go out on a limb here and risk something that might go over like a lead balloon. But I would like for one or two kids to tell me, voluntarily, just stand up and say it from where you are, what is one of your favorite things about your dad? Anybody? I know Lily wants to. It can be a grown-up child. That's fine.
My dad's hilarious. He's always been funny compared to, he's a very good role model, but he's always kept the humor in the family.
That's awesome. Anybody else?
Yeah, my dad's like really sacrificial. So I'm a military kid, and so usually you would move around with the whoever your sponsor is. But unfortunately, we didn't. And my dad, he was the one I was moving around, and he sacrificed his time and his relationships to be able to provide for me and my family. So
that's awesome. One more, anybody?
I'm
Eddie. Well, you know, I love hearing stories like that. I think we all do. Something I debated about with myself a lot is this sort of next portion. And it would be, I'd be remiss not to mention that Father's Day isn't necessarily a happy day for everybody. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Children that may not have a father, maybe their father is no longer with us, or they're not present through a separation or something like that. It could be fathers that don't have a child anymore. You know, it could be mothers stepping in to help in a role that a father is missing. And so Father's Day can be touchy. You know, for people like me who have had it rosy, I don't understand, and I can't relate to the people that have it difficult on today. So I have so much respect, and more than that, God has respect for all of you who have had it tougher than others. And the reality is that God and Jesus can relate to almost every circumstance we think of that might make a day like today tough. Jesus himself was basically adopted, right? So, I mean, he had a father, but Joseph adopted him. He had to choose to take Jesus as his son, and that was quite a sacrifice. We have a lot of adoptive parents in this room, and it's, you know, you're an inspiration. You really are. God, you know, shines his love on you personally. Jesus lost his father, presumably. You know, at some point, we believe that after he was 12, the last record of Jesus' childhood in the Bible, and before his ministry, somewhere in there, Joseph was no longer in the picture. And so he has experienced the loss of an earthly father. He also knew what it meant as the firstborn head of household to take on the responsibility of a father. I mean, it became his responsibility to be the man of the house and to work with his mother and to take that burden off of her. He was raised in that regard by a single mom. So it's just, there's nothing that we've experienced. We like to think we're the only ones. You know, nobody can understand what I'm thinking. And true, we may not be able to understand what you're thinking, but God and Jesus certainly can. And just as Jesus lost his father, you know, experienced the adoption feelings, all that, God can also relate as the father who has lost a child. You know, he gave Jesus up excruciatingly in a horrible, horrific way and watched the whole thing happen. So from all sides of a day like Father's Day, God and Jesus as one absolutely understand where we are in this very moment. And look over in Luke chapter 3. We're just going to read a short passage here. Luke chapter 3, starting in verse 21. I want to point out before we read this that this is before Jesus' ministry started. So that's an important point to think of when we hear this passage. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 through 23. It says, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Let that sink in for a second. Jesus hadn't done anything yet. This wasn't performance-based. This wasn't because he was the Messiah. This wasn't because he was the Christ. He had not done anything yet. But God gave him that message that was strong enough to give Jesus the strength to go through everything he was about to go through. The Spirit and that reassurance, I think, was enough. He knew God was pleased with him, and that he loved him for who he was at that moment, before the fame, before all the things he would end up doing. And he feels the same way about us. He feels the same way about each one of us. It's not performance-based. It's not because of what we might do this next week. It's not because of heroic things we've done in the past. It's because of who we are. He created us. He created you just as you are, and he loves you. He is pleased with you. And one of the commandments, a little side note as we finish up here, one of the commandments of the ten was honor your father and mother. That's not always easy to do when you don't have a parent that's worthy of it. Right? How do we do that? It's easy for me to honor my father, who is a good man to me in my eyes, but living a life for God in sacrifice to God honors our fathers and mothers. It shows that we're of the character that God wanted, and that came from our parents. So whether we can emotionally engage or it's sometimes just too tough, if you're willing to put your life down in service to God and in faith to Jesus, I believe in my heart that you are honoring your father and mother. So just as Jesus did that with God, his life honored Joseph, even though he wasn't there. We get to do the same thing. So as we reflect on this Father's Day, as we reflect on whether it's been a good time or not such a good time, we absolutely all together have a God and a Savior that we can look at that can relate to everything we've been through. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We are unworthy. We're unworthy of your love, your generosity, your kindness. We're unworthy of your encouragement, your support. But you shower it on us because of how much you love us. Father, you never stop giving. And I pray that we can hold that in our hearts at the times when it's toughest, that we can understand that through no performance, through nothing we've done, you love us as you created us. Help us just to always think of that and remember that in the life that Jesus led, as he honored you, so we get to honor Jesus and you at the same time. And help us during this time to remember all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.